Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Trinity Talks. My name is Kyla, and I'm the online engagement director here at Trinity Streetsville. And this week, we are getting closer to Christmas, and so I thought it would be fun to sit down with some folks who have celebrated Christmas in other places around the world and just talk about what that has looked like and how it compares to some of our Christmas celebrations here in Canada. So I'm super happy to be sitting down here with Naomi and Johanna. Welcome to the podcast, ladies.
Thank you.
So maybe we'll start with you, Naomi. Can you just tell me a little bit about your background and where you were born and how long you've been here in Canada?
I'm Naomi. I was born in a town called Kula Gold Fields, which is a gold mining town, and near Bangalore, India. And we've been in Canada for almost 20 years now.
Okay, wow. And what about you, Johanna?
Well, I'm Johanna, and I've lived here for about 2 years. I was born in Ottawa, but I moved a lot as a kid, so I've been to quite a few countries.
Okay, yeah. So how many different places have you lived? Do you have a sense?
About like 7 or 8.
Okay, yeah. Wow, it's a lot. So for both of you, living outside of Canada for a while, what were your Christmas celebrations like? Did you celebrate Christmas? What about you?
We celebrated Christmas a lot. I've been in India for a long time and then moved to Dubai. We were there. So even in Dubai, we did celebrate Christmas much more, I think, than what we did in India. India, the celebrations would start quite early. We would have choristers from different churches coming around caroling, and of course with prior notice, and we would really look forward to it. We would prepare a lot of goodies for them and then join in with the carols as they came in. And churches also had a lot of concerts, nativities, lots of Christmas programs. So for about 10 years, we were in a gated community, and there we were very few Christians as well, as such, but it was the non-Christians who really looked forward to our Christmas programs, which was done very elaborately, and these non-Christians would come forward to participate in the carol singing, and we would have the nativity, the tableau. We would, most of them were non-Christian kids, and we would go around the whole colony in a flatbed truck with live animals.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we would have animals on the truck and some animals walking along with us, and a whole lot of people. So we would walk right around the colony singing carols and ultimately meet in a place where we would have a program. So that was there, and at home, back home, yes, we used to prepare a lot of goodies, share it with neighbors, friends, and one thing that we really looked forward to was attending the sunrise worship, and as a tradition, we always wore new clothes.
Okay. And was that on Christmas Day, the sunrise worship?
Yes, okay, on Christmas Day.
So you get right to church, not opening the presents or any other things,
right to church.
Okay, wow, that's great.
And as usual, just like here, even there, we had like our houses would be decorated, lit up. We would have a Christmas tree. So many of us would do that.
Okay, yeah, great. What about for you, Johanna? What did Christmas look like in the different places where you lived?
For me, we did a lot of, like, I'd say sort of the same things as most people would hear. Like, we had the tree, we had the stockings and all of that. We'd put on Christmas music, mostly, like, the poppy ones, though. So I don't really know, like, the old classic carols. But we would put on Christmas music and stuff and just decorate the tree. And my younger siblings would try to undecorate it as we're putting ornaments up. Some Christmases, though, my grandparents came to visit, and then we'd go on a trip with them to, like, a different place, depending on which country we were in. So one Christmas, we went to Johannesburg, and we stayed there, and it was a really great time. And the next, we went to Cape Town, and we got to, like, have a beachy Christmas.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
Yeah, that's what's more common for me. It's just like Christmas in the sand versus Christmas in the snow. But I'd say it's pretty similar.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So are there any traditions that you have sort of carried from other places and are continuing now that you're here in Canada?
It's the same thing. Like I said, we were in Dubai for many years, mm-hmm. and even in India. So Dubai was more like you would find the malls, our homes, like decorated, lit, and we would make the same goodies. Yeah. Things that in Dubai normally, so summer months we would go away to India.
Okay.
So we would really get everything ready for our Christmas cake in June.
Ah,
we'd soak it, soak all the dry fruits, leave it in the fridge and go. So we would get together to make, friends would get together to make things, mm-hmm. goodies. Mm-hmm. So that continues here, preparation of mm-hmm. goodies, distribution to mm-hmm. neighbors, friends, that continues. Mm-hmm. And things like nativity. Okay, we do it in school, though we're not supposed to. A little bit. We do celebrate Christmas, but mm-hmm. only this year we've been told particularly not to use the word Christmas.
Oh, okay.
This year. But, yeah, but things go on like that mm-hmm. and going to church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any different foods that maybe you had in India or in Dubai that you make now in Canada as well that might be different than what we normally have?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Make a lot. See, here normally it's like cookies and, mm-hmm. you know, different cakes and all that. So there are different types of foods that we make here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And with, you know, molded, the thing which they call rose cookies, which comes in the form of a flower.
Yes. Yeah.
That we do.
Okay.
And lots of other things which I've learned from my mother and I continue to do it here.
Okay. Well, that's mm-hmm. great. Yeah. What about for you, Johanna?
For our Christmas dinners, we had lamb a couple times, actually.
Okay.
So I've stuck to that a bit because I quite like lamb.
Yeah.
And we'd use our best dishes and stuff, and mm-hmm. it'd just be like a really fancy table spread. And so I kind of try to replicate that for myself since I've come to Canada.
Okay, nice. And were there any elements of Christmas in Canada that maybe seemed strange or that you didn't understand at first? I mean, you mentioned already Christmas in the snow versus Christmas in the sand.
Yeah.
That's obviously quite different.
Yeah, it was different. I mean, like, I grew up watching, like, Christmas specials of, like, cartoons I'd watch and stuff. So I knew that Christmas was snowy in places of the world, but I'd never experienced it firsthand, I guess.
Yeah.
So my first Christmas when I came here and it was cold, it was fun at first, but then the snow, like, it lasts too long and you trip in it and everything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I kind of like Christmas better when you can go outside and play with your presents and everything. And it's just like a nice sunny day versus, like, I guess the snowy, cozy feeling is good too, but I do prefer the hot weather.
Sure. Yeah. Was there anything else? Yeah.
Yeah, I for one look forward to a white Christmas.
Okay.
And yeah, seeing snow was the first time here. That's the main difference.
Mm-hmm.
India with Dubai, there was no snow. Of course, in 2000, we went to the Holy Land. So that was the first time we saw snow in Jerusalem.
Okay.
Yeah. And then here, of course, in plentiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And was there anything else about Christmas in Canada that seemed different to you than what you had experienced other places, or mostly just the weather?
The only thing I found difficult, I think even my husband, so we've been here for the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
When we first came, the shocking thing was that there was no service during Christmas, church service.
Yeah.
So we had to go around to a couple of churches. There's been times when we went to Scarborough to attend Christmas mm-hmm. service mm-hmm. because we've been brought up like that, attending service on Christmas Day, and we really missed it, you know. Even though there was a new Christmas Eve service, but mm-hmm. we missed going to church on Christmas Day.
Mm.
So we've been there going around, and we've been attending quite a few services. Mm-hmm. But a couple of years back, I think it was Pastor Ben who started the Christmas service here,
mm-hmm.
and then we were thrilled that we could attend the Christmas service here at Trinity, and that continues now. So I'm really happy about that.
Yeah, no, that's great. And are there any Christmas traditions that you have started since coming to Canada that maybe were different than what you had done before?
Something new?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No,
okay.
Nothing new.
Okay. What about for you, Johanna?
For me, I started volunteering at Christmas stuff. So.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, the Streetsville BIA has some Christmas things like Christmas in the Village and everything. Mm-hmm. So last year I did it with the BIA.
Okay.
And this year I volunteered with just the church. I did both last year, but this year it was pretty much just the church I've been volunteering with.
Okay.
And it's been fun, like leading up to Christmas, I guess, just
sure.
getting into the spirit and like, yeah, just having a good time with the community.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. And what do you have a favorite Christmas tradition that you do in your house or that you do?
Tradition is the usual Christmas lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, we meet up with friends.
Okay.
Or family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, here it's not the sunrise service, so we
no.
come late,
yeah.
go back. And so the last couple of years, instead of having something at home, we go out for lunch.
Okay.
With friends and family. And it's only now since my dad and mom have passed and there's no more. If not, every year we would try to go back for Christmas.
Sure.
Just
oh,
to be
to
with
go
my
back
parents.
To India.
Yes.
Okay.
To
wow.
be with my parents. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so where do you usually go for lunch? Do you have a usual spot?
Last year it was Mandarin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
And this year we were planning something else.
Okay.
But I think we're going to Newcastle to my son's place.
Oh, nice.
This year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Mm. What about you, Johanna? Any favorite Christmas traditions?
Yeah. Candy canes.
Okay.
I love them
yep.
a lot. I eat them all the time. I would eat them year round, but they're harder to find when they're not in season.
Yep.
So Christmas time is really great for me because there's candy canes in like every store and I get to just gorge on them. Yeah.
Okay. That's great.
What I like doing most is I know the kids in school,
mm-hmm.
they look forward to the season as well.
Yep.
So lots of arts and crafts.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I also like going to visiting all the Christmas bazaars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I look to it like what they have every week so that I could go and
mm-hmm.
see because they have a lot of handmade stuff.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One of my favorite things when I was living home with my parents is my mom and I and sometimes my sister would come along and we would go to these different Christmas craft fairs and markets. Yeah. Just to
mm-hmm.
see.
Yeah.
All of the different things that people
yes.
have made. And, of course, all of the yummy sweets that people
mm-hmm.
have
yeah.
made as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I also started ice skating around this season.
Okay.
Because, you know, I didn't get to before
right.
it being hot and everything.
Yep.
But, yeah, I really sucked at it at first. Like,
I
fell
hard
a lot.
To get into.
Yeah, but it's just really fun. And it's so much different than roller skating because
mm-hmm.
I've done that. But it's just, I don't know, and at Celebration Square, they had it last year, and I believe there was, like, a massive tree, and, yeah, I just, like, chased my friends around it. It was really fun.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Yeah. Do you have any favorite Christmas memories, a story from something that happened in the past that you really like? I know for me, like I said, yeah, going to those Christmas markets with my family. And also, the church that I grew up in didn't do a candlelight Christmas Eve service, but the church where my parents are attending now, they do this Christmas service with the candlelight. And so that's something I've really come to appreciate, too. And I know a lot of other folks appreciate
yeah.
that
so
as well.
So even here, we do go to different carol mm-hmm. services wherever
mm-hmm.
we are invited or we know that we are welcome. We do
yeah.
attend different carol services. And the best part is I like that silent night at the
yeah.
end with candle
yeah,
lights.
With the candles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really special.
That's really special. Very special, yeah.
For me, something that I really like about Christmas that I remember was the trips with my grandparents because
yeah.
I don't get to see them all the time. And it's great to just have that like one part of the year where it's like, everyone's united and we get to see each other for
yeah.
the first time in a while. So, yeah.
Yeah. Christmas is also, yeah, it's a good time for family
mm-hmm.
And just getting together and, yeah, seeing some of those people that you don't get to see normally.
That's what mm-hmm. we used to do in India also, meet
okay.
with a lot of family.
Yep.
And yeah, we do have some family here. We do meet them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And another thing I look forward to during Christmas here, Christmas and Easter, is the musical that they have in church on the Queensway.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
It's really worth seeing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, that's great. Well, thank you both very much, ladies. It's been really fun to get to dive into the Christmas spirit a little bit this morning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so for those who are watching, hopefully you've also been able to get into the Christmas spirit with us. And maybe you can share some of your own favorite Christmas memories and traditions. We would love to hear from you. And we will see you again for next week's episode of Trinity Talks. Goodbye.